I don't know if Chase hung up on us, but I just called you directly.
Yeah, Chase texted me, and he was like, he said that he got disconnected and made us disconnect. I'll merge him in the call here now.
Okay.
Alrighty, we got Chase back here now.
Chase, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear all of that last call?
I probably cut out for the last few minutes there, 2 minutes or something.
Okay. Yeah, well, when you cut off, it cut off me and Isaac, so I just called Isaac's number right back because I know he was stuck in the middle of it. All right. But, yeah, so in your service agreement, it's $249 for a platinum package. So I sent it to you guys all in writing. That's in your email. So that way, like, if I croaked one day, you guys still get the same agreement. Not that I'm planning on dying or anything like that. I'm in good health, but it stays $249, and then you have everything that's in that platinum package bundle.
Okay.
So website, all the additional features that I could throw in. I wanted to maximize your return with this, you know, get us in position to work together long term. Obviously, I know that's only going to happen if everything goes according to plan and you guys start making money. And then obviously at some point I want to grow you into like maybe doing Google Ads or Google Guarantee. But, you know, you'd want to be able to have the work capacity to take on multiple jobs at a time before I recommend like Google Ads and Google Guarantee. So I felt like this was the good starting point just from feeling you out and talking with you the last couple of days.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I guess another concern that was raised was the lady we were talking to right before you here today. When we brought up these questions to her, you answered them very adequately for us.
Right.
She kind of just did a runaround of like, you know, it's individual, and she really quite honestly put the blame on the clients for these client complaints that are on these Better Business Bureau stuff. We brought these up to her, and she basically blamed it on client negligence for all of these. And we heard that, and we were instantly like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, why are you going to put it on me? You guys are supposed to be doing this for me. She's kind of a newer rep. She's not even from the States originally. She just moved out here like 2 months ago to Southern California. Okay. So sorry about that. I'll make sure like she doesn't jump on the line with you guys anymore. Her job is actually strictly just to do like the client interview questions. So like anything that gets thrown back at her, I don't think she's really like prepared to answer. She just knows like the client interview stuff. I think she was trying her best, but we do ask all of our clients like be responsive to like client interview and if we're calling you or if your clients are calling you, you know. Success on the campaign is dependent on you guys. Obviously, you got to answer the phone when the clients call. If we're calling you about a Google verification or something that has to do with like your Facebook or your website and you're not responding to us, yeah, I mean, that could make, put a damper on things, right? We need your input in order to be successful, with the campaign, but the way she's wording it, even the way you're telling me she's wording it is kind of off-putting too, to be like, oh, it's their fault. Instead of taking responsibility or explaining what could happen. So, I mean, even, like I said, any company, I mean, there's going to have maybe one or two people who are, like, not happy with it. In our case, we probably have, like, 1% or 2% that fall through their cracks. And we do say that a large percentage of that 1% to 2% is, like, client negligence, whether it be, you know, we're not able to get a hold of them or – I don't know, whatever the case is, sometimes I sign these guys up and then it's very rare. Okay. Again, so this is like a very rare situation, but, I had guys before, I've been here 10 years where like I sign them up and then two weeks later we're calling them and we can't get a hold of them. And we're going like, what's going on? You know, we're like blowing up all their phone numbers, sending them text messages, sending them emails. We don't hear from them. So instead of like continuing to work with them or charge them, we just cancel their accounts. Like, we're just like, okay, bye. And so then now they're not up there. Now they're not getting their calls or, you know what I mean? And so that can definitely cause issues too. Or we'll just stop working on it. You know what I mean? We're not going to keep working on it, keep paying it, and charging them if we can't communicate with you guys. So that's a part of it too. You know, people lose their placements. They get upset about that. They're going, hey, I didn't see myself up there for very long, or I was up there for like 2 weeks and then it rotated off. It's like, dude, we tried to get a hold of you and your next bill was coming up. You didn't respond. So of course we move forward with somebody else. So we stop billing them and they don't see themselves up there anymore. So there are situations like that. You know what I mean? But if you look at our history and our track record over the nearly 20 years we've been in business, I mean, I could tell you, I could count on my fingers, you know, the guys that I've worked with in 10 years that are unhappy with it. Usually people use Google advertising. Like when they sign up for these campaigns, they use them until they close their doors. You know, a lot of businesses are relying on these completely in order to generate customers for them on a consistent basis and to get found by their prospects.
Okay.
Yeah. So, did you guys have any other concerns, like aside from just the site? And I know IA, obviously, I'll make sure that doesn't get situated, but we do have to knock out your client interview. But I want to make sure we're all comfortable, you know what I mean? And then I did give you my direct number and extension. You guys never tried to call in?
Oh, I would have called if I had noticed that. I looked through a text message, and I don't know
This is Isaac?
This is Chase.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right, we got Chase on the line here too.
I know, but I'm just trying to. Your guys' voices. I feel like when I hear both of them, I can differentiate. But when I'm only talking to one of you for a while, I'm like, who is this?
I gotcha.
All right. So give me one second here. So it looks like I did only send it to Chase. 605-595-8227. There was one sent that was on Monday the 2nd. Let me resend it to you, bud. And then I'll resend it to Isaac as well. But the client interviews and, like, your Facebook profiles, you guys, you got to be open to, like, there will be other representatives that will contact you on behalf of our company, right? So I do, like, a lot of the client-facing, and, like, I'm in the sales department, but there's a specialist for each individual thing. Like we have a graphic design team that focuses on all the websites for our clients. We have a Facebook or Meta certified team that's back there doing all the Facebook ads. We have another team that's focused on the Google Places, verification, local SEO. So responsibilities are delegated throughout different groups. But if you want something done quick, like, you know, I'm your point of contact. If you're just like, hey, do this, you know, or I want to change that, you know, then you can definitely touch base. And then that's why we put that security question in there too, just to verify. So like if you get contacted by one of my reps, like Ia, for example, I know she's got like a thick accent because she's not originally from the States. And you're just like, who the heck is this? I have the mother's maiden name. I believe this is Chase's, the Peterson, as the security question. You want to verify that if you're not sure. Like if they're calling you saying, hey, we're calling about your Facebook page with Local Splash. And you're just like, I never talked to this person before. What's, you know, my mother's maiden name? You know, you want to verify that before because there could be other agencies out there or whatever trying to contact you for whatever reason. Okay. So, Chase, did you get the direct number?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Let me swap it out and send this to Isaac, too. So, does the – oh, I see here. So, the secondary text number I have is the – 401. Who's 401-9839? I know that's not Isaac. It's Chase. But,
That's my second phone.
Okay, your second phone is set as the primary line of contact for your customers. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
It's my work phone number.
Yeah, because I have that one for the Google, Facebook, like all the online listings, and then I have this 595-8227 as the text message line, and then Isaac's number is in here as a partner, but it's not really in the text field. So it's like they're basically not going to send Isaac anything unless we like manually plug it in. Otherwise, everything's just going straight through to Chase's lines. Business-wise and for the account. So let me just swap it out. Give me a second here. And then for the client interview, you guys, like, I know you're obviously not together like you were yesterday, but did you want to do the client interview together? Or like a time where both of you are there?
Yeah, we can do something, I mean, whenever. I guess I'm still not just sold on going ahead with the service. I don't know, and I think that we're just a little bit too young of a company to jump into this right now. It's kind of a commitment, and the reviews, I guess, just have, you know, I know that you've got a on the Better Business Bureau and all of that, but I think that there's some just kind of interesting stuff out there. So,
From our reviews on Google?
No, the reviews on other pages.
Bird Eye featured customers?
Yeah, Bird Eye, Customer Lobby, Better Business, ComplaintsBoard.com. And then I'm just seeing some other stuff where it looks like some of these websites are showing nothing but great reviews are very connected to Splash anyway. And when I go to these ones that are distancing themselves, they talk all about, and which I'm also seeing in some of these reviews is like looking like faker names or more just strategic hiding or blowing up of different reviews.
Google reviews are verified.
Kind of making me concerned as well. So I think we're gonna have to just hold off on going further with anything else until we do a little more research into this. That'd be quite irresponsible of us to dive into this while seeing these reviews, as I'm sure you could imagine.
I mean, I can't, honestly. I mean, if you look at all of our reviews online from all platforms, like, there's probably been about 10,000 of them that have been written over our almost 20 years in business, and they're all, like, if you average them out, it's 4.5 or higher. So 4.5 out of 10, that's like 90% of the time, 9 out of 10. It's a good experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and those ones that pop up first do look really great, but coming from a business that's job is putting things first on the internet, I find
that... Well, we can't fabricate our own reviews. Yeah,
I find it quite worthy to dig into reviews, and all it is in the end is it's just unsettling. We're not comfortable. Kind of end of story. We don't really want to go forward with anything else. But I appreciate letting us dive into you with this and experiment a little bit. Like we said, we're a brand new company trying to just experiment options for us, and it would be against our best interest to dive in this quickly into something after seeing how dramatic some of these negative reviews are. It would be just very common sense illogical for us to go with it right off the bat without doing more research.
I feel like once you do your research, it would actually turn it into a no-brainer. The problems are like the things
I'll
that you're...
I'll come back to you after the research, and it's a no-brainer. We'd be happy to come right back to you. I got your number.
Again, it's a Google Places placement, so we can't just sign you up whenever, right? It's not Home Advisor. And I know me and Chase talked about that, obviously. You know, that's why I put it on a hold, followed up with you guys. There was like 3 days before signing you up where we were... You know what I mean? It could have easily
done
research.
But we also told that it was 30 minutes. We were also told that there was going to be gone in 30 minutes, and then we got a call that later that day, hours later, the next day even, that was like, hey, we still got a spot. What are you thinking? You know, you're pushing real hard on this time thing, and then...
Well, no. I mean, that is time. I mean, realistically, the spots have to be available, but I did buy him time to be like, hey, okay, you want to do your research? Like, yeah. Because I'm confident. Oh, like, if you guys do your research, why not? Like,
no need for any more of this.
No, that was totally my fault. I think you're totally fine. But I am still.
I'm like, I don't want you guys feeling like I did anything crazy. You know what I mean?
No,
you'll never find any negative review with my name on it. You know what I mean? And I've been here 10 years, and so that's why it's kind of important to me because I didn't mislead you. The reality is like the spots open up, Google gives us a list of the qualified guys for the area. My reps call out. He was like, hey, I need to talk to my partner. I was like, all right, cool. Well, I'll make sure I put it on a soft hold. I'll call you back when the spots, if the spot's still available in the morning, you know what I mean? Next day, yeah. Got in, they didn't call out on it because I still had it on hold and I was focused on filling other listings. That day after that, and then it reopened and I called him first, you know, and we brought you on the line, you know what I mean? Made sure. So I didn't try to like pressure you guys into making a decision without doing your research. I was confident.
Yeah.
Like I've been working here for 10 years and I know that like what this does for companies, and it's a good thing. If you guys look at the cost of just a website alone, it's going to cost you more than $249. You know what I mean? So like I'm trying to put you guys in a position to win. And if you want to cancel it, I'll cancel it right now. I'll send your money back. But I'll tell you, it's a disservice. Like, if you look at Home Advisor, they got 1-star review from the people who actually use it. Great reviews from the customers who get the free quotes. They love it, right? And that gets published.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't cover up our reviews. That's why you're able to even find those. Otherwise, it would just be a 5-star rating across the board. You know what I mean? So we're transparent. You know, we're honest. We're not saying 100% of every single person we worked with over the last 20 years had a great experience. Sometimes we put guys up there, and there's just not a lot of traffic in their area, you know, and all we could do is put them up there, and they don't get a call for like 2-3 weeks, you know, and it's like that's out of our hands because we're not. So I get it, but if you want to cancel it, I'll cancel it. But I'm telling you, I pulled every string that I could to try to put you guys in position to succeed. I don't think you're in a bad area where you're not going to get a consistent flow of calls. I mean, it does dive down a little bit in like late December, early January, but I mean, the next couple months should be easily profitable for you guys and get your business in position where all your credibility factors are there, your website's there, you're Google verified, you're not paying per lead anymore with Home Advisor, actually getting calls from real people.
Okay, so then I have another question, I guess. So just based off the demo website, I'm not totally sold against or for local slash here, but I'm wondering if we can make our own website, because I've made a website before,
yeah.
and the website is. I think I can make a better website than the demo.
So again, this is a generic one. This is just a demo, yeah. So like the thing about our sites is we do have full disclosure with our clients. Like if one of my potential prospects said, "Hey, show me a website you just built recently," I can't just go send him your guys' site that we just customized without your guys' consent, because there's a chance that customer goes and calls you guys asking you about your experience with us, right? So the demo is just like a super demo. It's not really like the full finished products. The finished products, we have to get consent from our active clients to be able to like send you their site. Does that make sense?
No, I'm not.
So that's why you get that like generic demo that we're sending over to you. But they're nice websites. And you can, though, you get a different site if you'd like, but I sent, and you could use it, you know, we're just hyperlinking it to your Google business profile and all the other things, but I sent Isaac, because that was like the last number in the text message, the average cost of a website for a small business in the U.S. is anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000, even with those demos, between like man hours, the hosting fees, the purchasing of your domain name, everything else. You know, like if you guys canceled the service after 1 month, we would actually lose money as a company because.
What I'm saying is I think that SEO services are valuable. I'm just saying that I can, you know, and I'm not saying that you guys can't make better ones, but
yeah.
With Wix, I've used Wix before. I made a website. It looked great. It was. Mm. I purchased the neighborslandscaping.com domain from Wix. It was $10, and then we pay $18 a month for website upkeep, right? So if you do it, if you do it yourself, it's very, very cheap.
Well, we weren't charging you anything, so.
No, I'm not talking about the price of the website. I'm talking about
Wix sites are cool because they have it kind of like plug and play. You don't have to know how to like code. You know, you can kind of like
exactly.
No, yeah, I love
great.
That. Mm-hmm.
But the SEO services are worth
$250. I'm not saying that if you guys
can put it on
top of Google.
You could do that 100%. But what happens sometimes, and this is just a heads up, okay? So if you want to go that route, yes, you can go that route. That's the answer to that question. We can 100% grab that domain, hyperlink it, whatever you build on it, updates to real time for the customers who are finding you on Google. If they click that little website icon, they'll be able to see it all and everything, okay. Right? But the reason we like to have it all under one roof, right, is because if Google goes, hey, we swapped this keyword for this guy. He wanted us to have him on under Hardscape. Right, just as an example. Last month he wasn't doing Hardscape. This month he wants to show for Hardscape. But we want the content on your website and the SEO content on your website to match that keyword or service. Okay, now we're getting this notification from Google. Now we're calling you because we don't have access to the site. We didn't create the site, right? So now we're calling you. We're calling Chase's number, calling your number. You got to answer. We got to tell you what's going on. Then you got to go in there and fix it. And change it, right? Whereas if we have it all under one roof, we just go, hey, you know, Google's recommending we do this. We're going to go ahead and create this profile. This is going to make sure that you keep the highest possible spot for your hardscaping keyword. We're just going to add this and add this content to it. Well, we have it here. We could just go in there and do it. You get what I'm saying? Rather than relaying that to you or your website guy or having you get in there and do it. Show you what needs to be done. So that's the only reason why they like to have it bundled into a package. And when I can, I try to include it in the packages for the customers. So that way it's just a smooth transition. You have everything under one roof with one guy that you're working with rather than a website guy, a Google, a Facebook, a Yelp, a Yellow Pages. You got all these bills and phone numbers floating around and you're trying to keep track of that while also running the business.
Yeah.
So. That's why I'm trying to tell you guys, like the package I set you up with, I got a lot of experience. I've been doing this for a long time. I try to make it as cost efficient as possible and get you guys as much bang for your buck as I could because I know that, you know, the return on investment is going to dictate if you guys continue to use it long term.
Right.
So I was trying to put us in position to have it turn into a long term thing and then progressively grow the business, but we're getting stumped here on the infancy. So I'm just asking you to not lose faith in it. And you give it the benefit of the doubt, you know, fast forward 30, 45 days from now, you'll never use anything else again. You're not going to go back to paying per lead once you see what it's like having people call you directly, you know?
Yeah.
And those Google Places placements aren't easy to come by. it's not like Google Ads and Google Guarantee where if your money's green, you could sign up for it and throw yourself up there. You know what I mean? You got to have an opening regardless of what you're willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
So be able to kill all those birds with that one stone of $249 on a month-to-month basis. You guys were the last people I thought I'd be getting a call for cancel from today. You know what I mean? So.
Kind of me too, but no.
Yeah, well, like I felt great about it. I was like two young guys, like my same age group. Like I got some old geezers here. They're like 80 years old. I gotta explain it to them, you know? Like, you guys search on the internet, you're my age. I mean, it doesn't take you long to really do the research and understand the value of this.
Yeah. No, hey, I think Isaac, are you here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. Do you have anything?
Not really. I mean, I guess it's just still those negative reviews are laying on me in my brain, funny, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Disneyland's got bad reviews. I always use that as an example. It's probably not like the best example, but I think it's funny to me because it's like called the happiest place on earth. It's great. I've been there a bunch of times. It's pretty amazing. But, you know, you might end up sitting in a hot line for like an hour to get on one ride. By the time the day's over, you maybe got on five of them and you wanted to ride 20 of them. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's not that you guys won't have the greatest experience ever, but there, you know, there might be things happen. You know what I mean? Things happen. So it's like we put you up there. Maybe, you know, it takes you two, 3 weeks before you're actually starting generating clients or phone calls. You know what I mean? But it's not a bad thing. When you're a business owner, there's very few things that you're going to invest in that are going to yield return. In life, actually, in general, there are very few things that are going to be an asset to you and generate the kind of return that having your business in front of customers at the time that they're looking for you is going to do. You know what I mean? So I just had a bunch of coffee. Sorry if I'm ranting. but
oh, you're fine. No, don't worry.
Yeah, I feel like if you guys do your due diligence, honestly, like those reviews are going to be really easy thing to overlook, and it's really not bad reviews. Like if you go on any of the platforms that you're already using right now, I could tell you it's a significant upgrade from HomeAdvisor, Isaac. Like if you go look up like Glassdoor. Oh,